Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many, been an inspiration and a blessing to many of her listeners. She is author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr., sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Light of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all our listeners on today. We are so very happy to have you tuning in with us on Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, evangelist Norma Chapman, with our beautiful co-host, Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida. We also have in the studio with us today, who'll be helping us in the studio on today, is our good friend, Mr. Stephen Smith, out of Tampa, Florida. We ask that you bow your heads at this time as our co-host brings us our opening prayer.
Good evening and blessings to all connected this evening. We are so grateful for this beautiful and blessed day, for the Lord keeping us and allowing us another opportunity to make a positive contribution in the world today in the discussion of addiction as it relates to social media, alcohol, or even drugs. May all connected be well-informed and richly blessed as our guests and as we welcome our guests by the host of Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, evangelist Norma Chapman, and our dear friend Stephen Smith, along with myself, as we welcome our guest speaker this evening, none other than Reverend Gwen Anderson, to share on this topic. God bless you, continue to keep you safe, and continue to lead and guide you each and every day in every way. God bless you, and we say amen.
Amen. We want to thank Pastor Smith for that prayer. All right, listeners, we have an exciting show prepared for you on today. Our special guest today will be none other than Reverend Gwen Anderson out of Illinois. Yes, Reverend Gwen Anderson. And our topic for today, he will be discussing his addiction. And yes, there are many addictions that people have become addicted to. There are many ways people become addicted and many ways they can overcome their addiction. Our guest, Reverend Gwen Anderson, will be discussing and sharing with us, with our listeners on today, how to overcome various issues with addictions. I'm overexcited about one of these addictions he will be sharing and educating us on. Social media will be his main subject today. That is a subject everyone should learn more about, especially with our youth generation as well as some adults that's addicted to Facebook, YouTube, and many other social media sites. Stay tuned in as we go forward with this exciting, awesome show on today. And remember, listeners, you too can join us on this topic by pressing the number one on your phone if you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. Without further ado, I will bring into the studio with me now a special guest, Reverend Gwen Anderson. Good afternoon, Reverend Anderson.
Hi, Norma. How are you doing?
I'm blessed on today, and it's a pleasure having you here on Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show. And as we go forward, before we get into the topic on today, can you give me a small, very short bio about yourself? Because the show is only 30 minutes for today, and we don't want to waste our time, you know, with the bio. We want to go straight into your topic on today so you can have enough time to complete what you want our listeners to hear about addiction. Reverend Henderson.
Sure. To keep it short, I have been working in the addiction field for 40 years. I'm a ordained Christian minister, and I have a medical doctor degree. In addition to that, I've got the longest running spiritual radio internet show in America. That's the short bio.
Okay, we're very glad to have you. I'm sure as we go into your topic on today, you will share more about you and your experience with being educated in addiction and other things that you would like for our listeners to know on today. So without further ado, we will turn the studio over to you, and we will let you begin opening statement or your opening emphasis on your topic for today. And I ask that you pause every 3 to 4 minutes so that we can come in and make our special announcement as we do every week. You may begin at this time, Reverend Henderson.
Well, addiction is a disease, but the reason that we're not doing any better with it than we are is because the secular community has been treating it without understanding what the cause is. And I'm going to tell you what the cause of addiction is. It is low self-esteem. You don't feel good enough about yourself, and you look into the world for things to make you feel better. This low self-esteem is complicated by not having a high enough spiritual connection with God. And if you had that connection, you would know what a valuable person that you are, and you wouldn't be looking for things in the world to make you feel better. So having said that, I want to define addiction for you. If you have a behavior, any behavior that you find is hurting you in some way, or hurting or harming someone you love, and you can't stop it for whatever reason, then you're addicted to that behavior. If you'll use that when you're thinking about addiction in your own personal life, you'll find something that meets that criteria. And so the next thing I would like to do, and I'll do this and then we'll go back to Norma, is everyone that's at home, put your hand up if you have one of the psychological symptoms of addiction. And here they are: anxiety or nervousness, depression, pain, loneliness, a lack of love, a void, emptiness, unworthiness, a sense of failure, sorrow, security, guilt, shame, unhappiness, lack of acceptance, lack of energy, fear, boredom, resentment, self-pity, the need for immediate gratification and pleasure, and finally, suicidal thoughts. These are the symptoms of the disease of addiction. If you have one or more of these symptoms, the more you got, the more likely you are to be addicted to something. So, having told you that, I wonder how many of you out there have your hand up and have counted some psychological symptom that you have that goes along with the disease of addiction. And now I'm going to turn it back over to Norma.
Okay, but we are so happy to have Reverend Henderson here discussing addictions on today. But listeners, remember, we want to hear from you out there. Please feel free to press that number 1 if you have any comments, questions, or just want to share your thoughts and your experience on addiction. Feel free to join us on today, and I'm not going to interrupt him too many times unless he has a caller with a question or a comment or something that they want to share with us on today, then I will interrupt him at that time because I'm sure he would like to hear from our listeners on today. But without further interruption, and I did tell him to stop every 3 to 2 minutes or so to let me make this announcement. It's important enough. Well, you are important to us, listeners, and we do want to hear from you. We want to thank all our listeners for tuning in on today. But I'm going to, at this turn, I'm going to stop Reverend Henderson, as you had called out some addictions that people are addicted to, and I'm going to let our co-host come in with 2 questions for you to answer, and then we're going to have our good friend, Mr. Stephen Smith, out of Tampa, who's familiar with you and can guide you, I mean, can guide us through this session with you on today, co-host.
Yes, good evening. One of the questions that I had, Reverend Henderson has already answered, and that was identifying some of the symptoms that you would be able to tell that you have become addicted to social media, and not just social media, any other addiction. And he has hit one of them right off the top with the low self-esteem. But the other question that I have that I want to ask him is knowing the repercussions as we're speaking of social media, knowing the repercussions of overuse of social media, what are some of the problems that results that occurs as a result of this addiction?
Well, different addictions, different problems. We're talking about social media. I saw a woman walking down the street in New York City on her telephone, texting on her telephone, and she fell into an open area in the concrete 6 feet down, and she got hurt. That was one of the painful complications, but, you know, people go from little things to big things. People even die from addictive behaviors. And so, you know, it can hurt you in many, many different ways.
Yes, I did see that in the research. And as I was just kind of looking with this amazing topic today of social media, sometimes it can captivate you to the point you lose sight of proper managing of your finances and your home because you're so caught up in the overuse of this social media. Thank you so much, Mr. Henderson.
Do you want me to continue?
No, you answered my question. I'm just saying thank you so much.
No, at this time, okay. I just want to emphasize on feel good about certain addictions. How can you elaborate on how a person can make themselves feel good? Because some of the things that you name, and especially if they have an addiction to eating food, you know, and this is just a constantly habit or an addiction that they have, they don't feel that it's an addiction, but they feel that it's a habit, as well as how do they improve performance? Because I'm understanding that addiction is dealing with the brain. It's a big part of functioning with the brain. Am I correct, Reverend Henderson?
Well,
the brain control.
The brain is involved in the situation, but the major thing is a lack of spiritual communication with God. And if you don't believe that, you'll hardly ever get well. So we need to talk about the spiritual basis of addiction. And I do that in my book, Freedom from Addiction 3.
Well, I'm going to let our good friend, Mr. Stephen Smith, come in the studio with his questions at this time. And soon as he finished, I would like you to continue in spiritual growth with addictions, okay? Steve.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you, Evangelist Norma and Pastor Smith. Reverend Wynn, it's so nice to be able to have you in the studio here, and we appreciate you coming. You know, you've been at this for 40 years. You've been doing this a very long time. You just made a very good point about the spiritual connection. And so that is part of a key of what we're talking about. Now, we're also referring to social media. It's become a rather prolific problem for so many people, whether you're young or old. What would you suggest a person do to not become so addicted to the social media? What type of behaviors would they need to implement to bring that under control?
Stephen, you have to understand that all these addictive behaviors are things that people choose to use to make them feel better about themselves. And the best way to make yourself better feeling about yourself and to not need these behaviors is to understand that you are a child of God. God created you, and you are fearlessly and wonderfully made, and there is nothing wrong with you. And if you can get into that mindset of knowing the truth, you don't have to go and look for drugs, alcohol, people, and all the things that might make you feel better temporarily, but bring you down later when you suffer the repercussions of what happens when you use those behaviors.
That's very good. It's about self-esteem, like you said. And so can you maybe tell us, and I believe that this is in your book, about how God revealed his healing plan for addiction?
Well, we don't have enough time to get into it in any great degree, but I will tell you that one night in November of 1990, and I was asking God why I was here, he came to me in a dream and said, "The reason that you are here is because my children are suffering from this disease, and I want to give them a way out. I want you to write a book and tell them what they need to do in order to cure their addiction." And so I wrote the book, and I've been working on it for 20-something years, telling people about what God had to say that night. And the reason that my program works and so many of the secular programs, and there's around 1,400 of them around the country, don't work, is because they don't put the emphasis on your relationship with God and the fact that you are perfect and you just need to thank God for the fact that he made you and have a better feeling about yourself and not need to go out and try all these things to make yourself feel better.
So in other words, you would be saying that the gratitude and recognizing God as really the answer is a big part of this, just being grateful for the fact that God loves us. Would that be correct?
Well, that's absolutely correct. For the people who wake up in the morning and list as many things that they're grateful for as they can think of, have a much better day than somebody that doesn't get into a grateful state of mind early in the day.
That's a very good point. So it's about implementing healthy behaviors and putting God first in your life. I know that for myself, that's certainly something that I had to do, was to turn my will and my life over to the care of God and let him do that. So what you're suggesting is that people need to improve their relationship with God.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. And that's about the only thing that can guarantee you're curing your addictive behavior.
Excellent. Excellent. I just want to turn this back over to Evangelist Norma here. Very informative, Reverend Nguyen. Thank you so very much for sharing those thoughts.
Okay.
Again, listeners, you are still tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. Our guest for today is none other than Reverend Wynn Henderson out of Illinois. Is that Illinois, Reverend Henderson?
No, you missed it by a few states. It's North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay. Also, we would like to thank our friend out of Tampa, Mr. Stephen Smith. But let me say this to our listeners. I know I had planned for a short show on today, but as Reverend Henderson, there's no way you can be able to get a clear understanding, especially when we're talking from a spiritual standpoint of view. And when I'm thinking of what I know he's saying is without God, it's impossible to overcome anything, any obstacle that's in our way. As we so often say on Facing Your Fears, we must seek God's face, and we must pray diligently to God to heal whatever situations that we're going through in life. And with the pandemic going on, I'm more than sure there's a lot of people out there that maybe had strayed away from some of the addictions, but since this has been going on, I'm sure that through depression and whatever that they have encountered or picked back up on some of the addictions. Now, if we stay focused on God and stay connected with God, then we don't lose, because God will not waver away from us. We waver away from God. And I want to let Reverend Henderson continue his lesson on today, but I did say we would be on for a half an hour, but I'm going to go ahead on and let this show ride out for an hour on today, Reverend Henderson. And that way, instead of us getting off at 5 o'clock my time, it'll be 5:30 Central Standard Time, and it will be 6:30 your time, Pastor Doris?
Yes, it will, 6:30.
It would go at the regular scheduled time. So take your time, Reverend Henderson. I'm going to extend the show for 1 hour on today. And then that means that we'll be getting off at 5:30 my time. At least 5:25, we'll be closing the show out. And then that way everyone can ask their questions and you can have time enough to go into your topic and feel good about explaining and people connecting to what you're saying to us on today, okay? Reverend Henderson, you may continue.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You can continue now.
Okay, here we go. There are over 30 different addictive behaviors. And if you raised your hand when we were talking about do you have some of the symptoms, now using my definition of is this behavior hurting you or someone you love, let me list the behaviors and see how many of these you're addicted to. Here they are: overeating, codependency or control addiction, marijuana, alcohol, hallucinogens, opiates, inhalants, depressants, stimulants, anabolic steroids, gambling, kleptomania, smoking, pornography, sociopathic or criminal behavior, undereating, sexual and non-sexual abuse, workaholism, excitement, power, greed, teenage rebellion, sexual compulsions, overspending, negative thinking, and the TV, internet, smartphone overuse, and relationship addictions, and finally, collectaholism or hoarding. Now, how many of those behaviors are giving you problems? Because this is what we can help you get over and cure permanently.
Yeah, that covers a lot of ground, doesn't it?
So you can see, Stephen, that most people have one or more of those problems.
Right, right.
What person is asking the listeners, if you have one of these addictions or you want to, or you know someone or someone in your family or someone close to you that are addicted to any of the things that he just named, Press that number one on your phone if you have any questions about it. You want him to emphasize on that particular addiction more. This is why he's pausing, to give the callers an opportunity to admit or to discuss whatever addictions out of those addictions that he named. So I'm assuming this is why he paused and said, if your hand was raised up in reference to any one of those addictions, to he's giving you time to press that number one on your phone, and at that time we'll bring you to the studio and you will talk directly to Reverend Wynn Henderson. But Reverend Henderson, we don't have any callers at this time. That we have a lot of listeners at this time, but we don't have anyone indicating to me that they have a question or a comment for you. So you can just continue your lesson on addiction at this time.
Okay.
Mr. Henderson, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I want to ask you a quick question as it relates to the things that you have shared. Is it possible that you could share a listing of these things that we would be able to share, Evangelist Chapman, for people who may be interested or concerned in knowing what these things are?
Oh, okay, so yes. You're asking for a write-up?
Yeah. That would take up a lot of time. To do that, because he
I don't mean now. I don't mean now, Reverend Henderson. I'm saying something you could send to Norma at a later date that we could be able to share or post to encourage people that if they are dealing with these things, this is how they can identify them. And then, of course, they need Jesus, of course, to come out of them, because without him, we can do nothing. We need him in everything, and, of course, we need him for everything. So I 100%+ agree with you with that. But I just thought it would be very helpful since we're talking about this, and a lot of people are dealing with this. They may not hit the one. They may not want to come on the line and share, but to have this information available through the host would be a good suggestion, I thought.
Well, I'll be happy to send you a white paper describing all that.
Thank you so much.
But I think Reverend Henderson said that spiritually treatment, and then that will be diligently reading the Word of God, scriptures that's spiritually connected to what we do every day, not just addictions, but anything in our lives that we need, that we're suffering with. He said that it's spiritual healing, and spiritual healing is comes from God, and it comes from the reading the Word of God, sharing the Word of God. And as he continues his discussion on today, I'm more than sure he's going to bring us to some scriptures. I'm praying that I'm not wrong, I'm hoping that I'm not wrong, and some strong scriptures that people can read, since he's speaking about spiritual healing. And this is what my understanding was when he first started discussing the topic today, that he would be dealing with spiritual healing. So that just
I got a question then totally related to that, and it's maybe Reverend Henderson, you can explain like the four spiritual questions that everyone needs to answer for themselves and take us with respect to the spiritual aspect and healing.
Okay, Stephen, I'll tell you about the four questions, and that's in my book.
Reverend Henderson, let me make listeners, you're going to be hearing a time countdown for the closing of the show. Just ignore it. We're going to just ride on through it. They're going to be saying so many seconds that the show will be ending, but I am going to let it go for an hour. So do not hang up at 6:30 or 5:30 Eastern Earth Standard Time, because we will continue to let the show go for an hour. So when you hear that interruption saying so many seconds that the show will be ending, just ignore it. Reverend Henderson, just keep on talking. God bless you, Reverend Henderson.
Okay. Stephen, you wanted to know about the four questions. That takes care of several chapters in my book, but there are four important spiritual questions that you need to answer, and you need to apply them to your life if you want to have a happy, successful life. And I'm going to go over them quickly now. The first question is, who am I? The way I answer that question is, I am a child of God. The second question is, where did I come from? The answer is, I came from God. The third question is, what am I doing here? And the answer is, I'm here to do the will of God in my life. And the fourth question is, where am I going when I'm done? And the answer is, I'm going back to God. Now, that's very simplistic, and you know, if you were reading the book, you could get into to more of the discussion and everything. But basically, if you can answer those four questions in a positive way, you're well on your way to curing yourself of addiction.
You can continue, Reverend Henderson.
Okay. So this is the only program in the country that I know of that can guarantee you a cure of the disease. And why is that? It's because this program, the author of this program, was God himself. And God does not make mistakes. And I put enough in the book to make you believe that that is the case, give you evidence of the fact that that is the case. So if you believe that God is telling you what you need to do and you do it, you're going to get well. You wanted to talk about scripture and the three things that you have to do to get a guarantee of cure of addiction is, number one, you have to really want to get well. Now, a lot of people say, I want to get well, but they mean, I want to get well if it doesn't cost me anything, if it doesn't cost me time or money or energy, or if I could just take a pill and get well, I want to get well. But that's not it. You got to get well if you want so badly to get well that you're willing to do what we talk about in this book. And the scripture that I think of was about Jesus going past the pool at Bethesda, and people were waiting until an angel stirred the water so that they could rush into the water and get well. Well, there was this man there that had been there for 38 years, and he was crippled, and he couldn't get into the water. So when Jesus passed and came by, he said to him, "Wilt thou be healed?" Now, the man, of course, wanted to be healed, and Jesus knew the critical question was, "Do you want to bad enough?" And, of course, Jesus healed him. So that's one spiritual thing. The second thing is that the most powerful spiritual thing that you can talk about with respect to anything happening is belief. If your belief is strong enough, you will see it happen. You know, and the Bible says if you have the faith or belief of a tiny mustard seed, and they're very, very small, you can overcome mountains. You can move mountains. Well, when that little seed grows into a very big tree. And so the idea here is have total faith, have total belief that God is going to heal you and it will happen. And the third thing that you need to do if you want a guarantee of getting well from addiction is, as a result of those two things, you will do the program. The entire program is in the book. And it's easy for anybody to do, but it is a little time-consuming. But would you rather spend an hour a day doing something spiritual that's going to make your life happy and give you peace of mind and have a fulfilling life? Or do you want to just continue to do what you've been doing? Because, you know, the definition of insanity, according to the 12 steps, is if you keep doing what you have always been doing and think something different is going to happen, that's insane. Mm-hmm. It won't happen. You've got to change. So That's what I wanted to tell you about that.
But Reverend Wynn, the scriptures that you were speaking from just now was John 5, just so those that are connected can write it down. Reverend Wynn was speaking from John 5, verses 5 through 7, and he was also speaking as it relates to Hebrew chapter 11, verses 6, so that you all can write it down. As he spoke about the pool of Bethesda, and as he spoke about as a relative going to faith.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Listeners, you're still tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. Listening, Pastor Smith and Stephen Smith, what we're going to do with this topic on today with Reverend Henderson, I would like for him to continue his lesson so the listeners can get a clear understanding of what he's saying. And if and at that time, after he finished, Reverend Henderson would break, and then we would come in with our questions, and then that's when we would emphasize on what he's talking about. But other than that, we want to break his concentration on what he's telling our listeners on today, because we want the listeners to get what he's saying. And I believe that, first of all, you must accept Christ in your life. I don't care what book you read or what you do. If you don't have Christ and accepted him as your personal Savior in your life, then nothing is not going to work for you. Once you receive Christ in your life, he said that the Word of God approves and you're teaching on scriptures and you're teaching the whole truth and nothing but the truth, that shall set us free. And as well as praying, having a relationship with God, praying, and the Holy Spirit to direct us to all things. And I believe that once I ask God to guide my daily, what I do daily in life, and a personal connection with him is the best thing. This is Evangelist Chapman's opinion about having that. I believe that faith is the substance of things that's hoped for, and the evidence of things that's not seen. And that's Hebrews 1:1. And what we need to do is just connect our lives to him and his word. And in his word, we will find everything we need. And then we do know that God has given people wisdom to write and to emphasize and help us, as what Reverend Wynn Henderson has done. He's written a book, and in his book he's telling you things that you can do throughout the day when you feel that you have, you know, your mind get idle and you go to drifting into the things that he talked about earlier, I mean that he named earlier. He's written a book that clearly describes the things that you can do to connect you with God with spiritual, on a spiritual level with these addictions. So I'm going to bring him back into the studio because time is passing real fast, listeners. It's 5:08 now, and I do want him to continue. And then at 5:15, Reverend Henderson, then we will bring in the co-host and Mr. Smith, Mr. Stephen Smith, and then they would emphasize or ask you questions on what your topic is today. Okay, let's do it like that, co-host. That way everyone get an opportunity for him to, that way he has an opportunity to answer everybody's question, and he can crystal clear about what he's saying on today. Reverend Henderson, I'll yield now and give the mic back over to you.
Okay, Norma. I have a very powerful message in a letter. It takes 8 minutes. Do you want me to do it now or later?
Yes. You're in the studio. You are the guest for today. And yes, you have my permission to do anything you want to do, as long as it don't go over 5:30 my time and 6:30 your time, okay?
Okay. Well, this is an open letter from addiction to the world. My name is Addiction, and I am waging war against all nations, and I do not plan to take prisoners. Like a thief in the night, I will pillage your people, rob them of their dignity, peace of mind, and eventually their lives. The world will be in shambles before I am through. The more the merrier. Red, yellow, black, white, none are precious in my sight. Rich or poor, I have no favorites, but must admit I have fun picking on the sad and lonely, the weak and sick, and I really get a kick out of young people who do not have a clue. It's a quick seduction to entangle them in my web. They are mine from a single puff on a reefer to the pop of a rubber band and from the first taste of liquor to the bottle's last drop. It is easy to enslave them on social media screens, entice them into sexual promiscuity, and convince them that they need a cigarette or another Twinkie. There are over 30 addictive behaviors in my arsenal. Yeah, that's my greatest thrill. Enslave them young, and I will have them for life. Now, don't get me wrong. I was invited to this party, and they made me the main attraction. And realizing that I was in the land of the innocent, I took advantage like a fox in a hen house. Just try a little, I'd whisper. That's all it takes, a small temptation to get them started, and they do the rest. Making sure they have all the crappy dope and cheap liquor that they need is easy. They will snort, shoot, or drink anything. And it's really fun to put pesticides and all manner of trash in their stash. It's like watching an already dead man's duel with a pistol with one bullet. And soon they are mine because there are only 5 empty chambers. AIDS really adds another level of satisfaction. My ultimate thrill is to watch them struggle in pain as their emaciated bodies lay dying. The last words they often speak are these: "What have I done to myself?" When they're dead and gone, I get a bonus. The lives of their families is in tatters. The family is grieving because they fiercely loved you, my prey. The damage of addiction is vast, wide, and long. Mother dies from heartache, but the real culprit was all the grief and stress she went through. Daddy does not linger long either. Why stay when all his money was long gone before they buried you? It does appear that there is one thrill left. Your parents both go to their graves wondering if they will meet you in heaven. They're not sure because the last time they saw you on earth, you were blaming all your problems on them, cursing them, and demanding money. Your daddy always felt the bad choices he had made in his life somehow rubbed off on you. And just to let you know, I did get a kick out of watching you cringe in the corner as you watched your daddy beat your mother. Unfortunately for me, they both got it right with God before they died, and he rescued their sorry souls. Most of your brothers and sisters rarely think about you today. They are just glad to be rid of the guilt, shame, and embarrassment they felt every time they looked at the shell of humanity that you ended up being. Now, the game is not quite finished. Your little brother was closely watching all your debauchery, and now he thinks he might give it a try. And surprise, surprise, you left a baby in the belly of your last partner. A baby that does not stand a chance. He is just your last sacrifice. You turned out just like I wanted, completely destroyed inside and out. Your eyes are yellow from all the booze. Hepatitis and liver damage would have killed you anyway, but it gives me great joy to announce that your appetite for momentary escape from reality took you much sooner. A shell of your former self, alone without family, you left this world high as a kite in total oblivion to the darkness you were about to enter. The darkness filled with all the rejected, discarded souls that I have tortured and killed. Your so-called friends stole your few possessions at the end and disappeared in the night before your body was cold and 911 never got a call. I feel like gloating. You lost the chance to make a change. all the talk of repentance and redemption went right over your head. Like a sheep led to slaughter, you were an easy target. Had you known a very simple prayer, you would have not been easy to reel in. We may have never met. Your parents were older when they finally changed their ways, much too late to do you any good. I waited patiently until I knew you were ready. I pretended to be your friend, bolstered your low self-esteem, and made you temporarily feel like a king. But only temporarily, I am proud to say. Just a footnote to rub it in. You could have been a man with everything, a nice family, a beautiful home, the pillar of the community, respected by all your friends and family. Your life could have been filled with purpose as you reached out to help your fellow man. You could have had all the peace, joy, and happiness in life if you'd opened your eyes and realized your value as a child of God. If you had allowed him into your life to be your constant friend and advisor. God gave you all the tools you needed to complete your mission in life, but you didn't use them. Yes, one simple prayer. Dear God, please save me through the blood of Jesus Christ would have protected you from me. You know, just the mention of those names, God and Jesus, completely steals all my joy. That's the reason I keep my flock under the influence, so they cannot hear the sweet voice of Jesus calling them. Come home, my child. Come home. Yes, that's what you are, a lost child who ran out of chances. You are now lost in darkness, and you are forever mine. And now, I'm sure you can figure out the rest of the story. It's been a pleasure wrecking your life and stealing your soul. Your friend, Addiction, also known as Satan.
God bless you. God bless you. Listeners, you're still tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. And we have in the studio with us today our good friend, Mr. Stephen Smith out of Tampa, Florida. Our guest on today is Reverend Henderson, and he's talking and speaking on addiction on today. And what he was reading is a letter that he wrote, and he's talking about discussing the book that he has written in reference to things that you can do spiritually, that you can be healed from addiction that we have in our everyday life. And he's emphasizing on strength, where we get our strength from. Our strength comes from God. And he's mainly talking about the book that you wrote. Am I right, Reverend Henderson? And you're sharing some that quote. Am I correct?
Yeah, this all came out of the book, Freedom from Addiction 3. And I want to give you a verse. I want to give you a biblical verse.
The title of your book with our listeners?
It's the Freedom from Addiction 3.
Okay, and
it's available on Amazon.
Right, so we won't go over time. Can you tell our listeners where they can purchase this book? And we want to get this done quickly so they'll have information on how to contact you after the show if they're interested in and speaking with you one-on-one, because some people do not like to discuss openly their addictions, but in case they want to call you in reference to it or connect with you after the show, can you give information to our listeners on how you can do that along with where they can purchase your book?
Yeah, sure. You can get the book from Amazon. The title is Freedom from Addiction 3, and you use my name, Reverend Wynn Henderson, M.D., is the author. And if you want to call me, you can call me at 828-508-7981 with your questions, or you can text me at the same number. But what I wanted to tell you was John 10:10 was a scriptural verse that backs up what I was just telling you about the thief. And it says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. And I, meaning Jesus, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Addiction is merely death on the installment plan.
God bless you. God bless you. Now, what we're going to do here, we're going to yield. And remember, listeners, you too have a still have a chance. We have time for you to call in with your questions, comments, or your thoughts in reference to today's topic. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask that the co-host and our good friend, Mr. Stephen Smith, prepare a scripture to share with our listeners on today that will connect to what not. We don't want to go into to emphasize on that scripture. Just share your scripture, and listeners, if you have a paper and pen, do get it quickly and write these scriptures down. That would help you to get to where Reverend Henderson are sharing with us on today. And I'm going to share mine now with Philippians 4 and 13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And once you get that connection with God, you will learn that you can do all things, only not through nobody else, only through Christ. He's the one that gives us the strength. And I'm going to let our co-host come with her scripture, and then I'm going to let my dear friend, Mr. Stephen Smith, come back in with his scriptures, and maybe he wants to discuss further a little bit more with you, Reverend Henderson, because he, you know, he can bring you to where he would want you to go with today's topic, co-host.
I would just like to share a scripture of encouragement, Isaiah 55 and 11. As you are in a relationship with the Lord, you trust him in his word. He is his word, and his word is him. He says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. It is God's desire that none of us shall perish. In our relationship with him, we see through faith, through trusting him. He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and has not entered in the heart of man what I have in store for that one who loved me. He'll bring you up out of anything if you want to come up and if you want to come out. God bless you.
Stephen Smith.
Yes. Thank you, Evangelist Norma, and Reverend Wynn Henderson, as well as Pastor Doris. How powerful this message is today. I have a couple scriptures I'll mention.
Just one scripture, Mr. Stephen Smith, because it's five. You're not going to have enough time to do all of them, because we do want to go back to Reverend Henderson with his final closing statement, okay? So just one scripture.
Certainly.
Can you share this?
I'll read Psalms 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song I will praise him. Psalms 28:7.
Now, at this time, Mr. Stephen Smith, I will let you bring our guest back into the studio, and you can speak with him as he can give us his closing statement, his final statement or closing thoughts on today's show. And so, Stephen, you can continue with our guest at this time.
Certainly. I appreciate you sharing with us, Reverend Wynn. What I'd like you to do is just to share your final thoughts and for the listeners, share with them what you would suggest if they happen to be struggling with an addiction of any sort. What advice would you give to them right now?
The advice is that I have a podcast that comes out once or twice a week. It goes all over the world. It's free. There's over 200 archived topics that you can learn about, and they deal with addiction, purpose in life, and even things as important as what should you do about the coronavirus. And that link is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. No capitals, no spaces. That will take you immediately to my most recent podcast. And if you'll spend a little time listening to these programs, it will benefit you tremendously. The other thing is my website is www.revwynhendersonmd.com, and you can find out more about my programs. One thing I wanted to say was Stephen is an expert in the addiction of alcohol. And I have co-hosted a book, and it tells about 25 good, scientific, proven reasons that you would not want to drink alcohol. And I'll give you a copy of this book for free. It's a digital download. If you will either send me a text message or email requesting it and put in your email address, and you will find that, like me, I used to be a social drinker for 55 years, and when I found out these 25 reasons, I said, that's it. I'm not going to drink for the rest of my life. And if you say the same thing, I will look forward to you having a longer and happier life. So those are some of the contact things. But I gave you my telephone number if you want to talk about your particular situation. It's 828-508-7981. Don't call me after 9 o'clock Eastern because I go to bed early.
I know about the going to bed early, too. When you get up early, you've got to go to bed early. That's so awesome, Reverend Wynn. The fact is that, yes,
unfortunately,
with all God, I just wanted to say, with God, all things are possible.
Amen. And we have 3 minutes left in the show. We're going to take 3 minutes for our co-host, because she has written a book as well. And I'm more than sure that that book has some informative, spiritual information in it that can help our listeners as well. Co-host, can you share just one of your book title and, you know, and give some information on yourself, how you can be reached after the show as well? And very quickly, we have two.
The book is called The Voices of Hope. It's an inspirational book for caregivers. We're collaborated together with authors, with the amazing, awesome Dr. Heather Tucker. You can connect with me on Facebook by Doris Smith. Also, Trinity, TRINITY03Smith at yahoo.com. God bless you.
Thank you. Mr. Stephen Smith, we all know that you have Town Hall Getting to Know You, and you have that show that runs on Mondays and some other days of the week. Can you share with our listeners how very, we have 1 minute left, and I see very shortly give them a connection, how to connect with you.
I'll make this really quick. We do have a show, and if you hadn't seen it last night, Pastor Doris Smith, as well as Evangelist Norma, were on my Town Hall Get to Know. You can catch that replay on my website, www.lwnfoundation.org. LWNFoundation.org. And feel free to go take a look. We'd love to have you come Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you so much. And I'm yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. You can connect with me at Norma, @norma_Chapman, Chapman, at yahoo.com. You can also visit my Facebook page, What Faith Can Do, which is my book, or what I wrote in reference to my experience with addiction. and other things that I did in life. So, unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show. It is 5:30. Thank you for listening. Listeners, do call back every Thursday, 4:30 to 5:30, and sometimes it's 4:30 to 5 o'clock. But I will send out notices and reminders for all of my listeners. God bless you, and God keep you. We don't have time for our closing prayer because I cannot go over 1 minute. God bless you, and God keep you. And this is the end of the show for today. Bye-bye now.